Astrology forecast for the 2015 Pisces full moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The 2015 Pisces full moon takes place on August 29, 2015 at 11:35 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 2:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6:35 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 6 degrees Pisces 6 minutes. The Pisces full moon is a combination waking dream, party, and mini vacation, marking not only the end of summer, but also the winding down of years of upheaval. It's an escape from what has come before and a breather before we get to the work of the fall. Any Pisces full moon unhinges us from ordinary boundaries between individuals and between us and mundane reality, time, and space. We experience greater than usual awareness of our interconnectedness with other people and humanity in general, heightened empathy, compassion, and love, and with the divine. We are more open to peak artistic experiences, to otherworldly inspiration, and, let's be honest, to countering rational thought with drink, drugs, and entertainment. This year's model is more extreme than the usual. One reason is that the ruler of Pisces, Neptune, ruler of magic and illusion, is in the thick of the party right at the moon's side, which makes his cosmic fog machine influence all the greater. This influence is being egged on, reason number two, by more Jupiter standing by the sun. Jupiter's position is also whipping up the power of the Virgo sun and the paradoxical counterpoint it poses to all that free-flowing Piscean energy, escalating the drive to push for intactness against immersion in the all, heightening discretion and discernment in the midst of soaking up others' emotions. The combination is producing an unlikely cocktail of romanticism and objectivity. Tender emotions are escalating, dreamlike, transcendent, bittersweet, magical, and woozy-making. Well, some part of us remains in observer mode, watching them crest and ebb. We're knowingly walking into situations outside of what passes for reality. We're in for a getaway with awareness of going back to work pronto, a magic show we know full well is tricking us, a sentimental journey with an eyebrow raised, a taste of love with eyes wide open, empathizing with a person in pain, while strategizing ways to ease it. A lot of this has love in all of its possibilities as a central theme. Romance is not necessarily involved. Old friendships, other people, animals, family issues for a few aberrations. But in many cases, it is. The Venus retrograde in Leo has been summoning exes, ghostly visitations, and musings on long-gone love, missed opportunities, and might-have-beens, which are cresting under this moon into wistfulness, longing, and regret. Compassion and healing are another potential, of course. The prospect of actually realizing a connection, new or renewed, is also coursing through this moon. It's steaming with the passion and anticipation of cosmic lovers Venus and Mars hurtling toward their hot date on September 1. The full moon might be putting the beloved in a spiritual light, or elevating him or her to goddess or god in the flesh status, or cloaking the person in a glamour that may or may not be true to what's underneath. Having observer mode on call will be handy. It'll make possible keeping your eyes wide open while stars twinkle in them. Watch for a cinematic quality in what washes up under the full moon. Neptune's illusions include the silver screen, and we could find life imitating art at times this weekend. My Heart Goes On will be the soundtrack for some of us. That was on the Titanic, though, remember? Some of us will end up in a hot tub time machine and revisit, possibly rewrite, history. Others of us are taking a cruise on the Love Boat, on which even aging singles just might hook up with the person of their dreams. Still others may find themselves on Fantasy Island, where dream fulfillment might be for the moment, or might play out in a way that continues on the mainland afterward. And some of us will sidestep parallels to blockbusters or cheesy TV shows altogether and write their own scripts with their own kind of music. Enjoy the respite. Enjoy the escape. If you flirt with going overboard, let that observer side reel you back in, or throw a lifeline, or steer the boat alongside you until you get to shore. To learn how what's coming after this affects you for the next 13 months, order my Jupiter in Virgo MP3 and my guides for each of the signs. They're available at empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for my mailing list and get notice every Monday of my latest forecasts, and also book a session with me. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. My website, again, is empowermentunlimited.net. You can find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.